ACFA. The wheat symbolizes Western Canada. The parted stalks reveal a surprising discovery. There are French-speaking Canadians in the West. ACFA's institutions are found to the right of the mural, while its services are to the left. The annual meetings in the middle are backed by the former and present logos, which signify the progress and recognition of the Francophones. The anonymous speaker personifies all Francophones fighting for their rights and exhibiting their pride. On the right are the Francophone institutions that make up ACFA's history. Above the right thumb stands Edmonton's St. Joachim Church, built in 1899. This style of church is dominant in French Catholic communities, as seen in Morinville and St. Paul. The gray building beside it is the McDonald Hotel, where ACFA held its inauguration ceremony in 1926. The long orange building above is the Collège Saint-Jean, now Campus Saint-Jean, an important French language educational institution. Other important places include the CHFA cabin, ACFA's first office building, and the Maurice Lavallée High School, which is the first publicly funded French high school in Alberta. Iconic buildings from Legal, Lethbridge, and Bonnyville represent the different regions of ACFA. In the upper right corner is the Cité Francophone, built to emulate the styles of many French architects. It houses numerous Francophone organizations. The left side of the mural shows activities supported by ACFA, the Campus Saint-Jean Choir, Le Carrefour Bookstore, La Survivance, and Le Franco. Other activities include Les Jeux Francophones, Francophone Games, Le Centre de Développement Musical, Music Programs, Le Centre d'Art Visuel, an art gallery, and French language instruction. ACFA is clearly involved in education, music, arts, and sports. The association serves over 70,000 people who have French as their first language and over 200,000 people who have been through the immersion programs. The ACFA is also a bridge builder between Canada's two founding European nations. In 2011, Alberta's Francophones comprised 2.2% of the province's population. Protecting the French language in Western Canada has long been a struggle. As far back as 1926, Franco-Albertans formed an association to defend their interests and provide French language education to the Francophone population. Association Canadienne Française de l'Alberta, which stands for ACFA, is active both on the ground in Francophone communities and in provincial and federal politics, where it has been instrumental in ensuring that Alberta's Francophone cultural heritage is preserved and passed on. Cercle Jeanne d'Arc kicked things off with a banquet held December 13, 1925. Over 400 people from all over Alberta came out to mark the foundation of the French-Canadian Association of Alberta. ACFA's official inauguration took place at its first congress in July 1926. From December 13, 1925 to July 15, 1926, ACFA was led by a provisional committee presided over by Dr. J.E. Amyot, who later became the association's first president. A period of collaborative management by hundreds of volunteers followed. Members were divided into parish circles, comprising all members from a particular parish or Catholic mission. This organizational structure remained in place until 1960, when the parish circles were replaced by five regional circles, which became the ACFA's official regional conferences, known in French as régionales. In spring 1925, the Franco-Albertan community and the Minister of Education worked together to develop an official curriculum and a set of ministerial regulations governing French language education in Alberta. Under the new rules, 1 hour per day could be spent on French, beginning in grade 3. To successfully implement these new regulations and to meet the growing needs of all Alberta's Francophones, the community felt the strong need for an organization to marshal its resources and talent province-wide. ACFA also helped develop Collège Saint-Jean, a French language institution of higher education in Edmonton, especially its teacher training school, which opened in 1961. The association would later spearhead, support, and carry out numerous educational initiatives with government, parents, school authorities, and the courts. Particularly noteworthy here were a series of major studies that helped clarify the Francophone community's expectations regarding education and facilitate negotiations on the crucial matter of the administration of French language schools. In addition to this leading role in education, ACFA has also been involved with youth groups. In 1933, it organized the ACFA Avant-Garde, which has since and has since supported every Francophone youth movement in the province. To foster the sizable Franco-Albertan farming community in the first half of the 20th century, ACFA got involved in the recruitment of French-Canadian agronomists and in other agricultural and immigration matters. But the association also had to see the community's basic cultural needs. AFCA played a signal role in the 1928 Foundation of La Survivance, a French language newspaper and essential information source for Franco-Albertans. The newspaper changed its name to Le Franco-Albertain in 1967. 8 years later, ACFA formally took ownership of both the papers and its press, the Imprimerie La Survivance. An awareness of the need for access to French language schools and other cultural products led ACFA to help set up parish libraries over a period of 20 years. In December 1946, the company launched a very basic French language bookselling service through which readers ordered books from a list published in La Survivance. The service was dropped in 1960 when Librairie Fid opened an Edmonton branch. But the new shop did not fare well and closed 3 years later. In 1977, ACFA chose the name Carrefour for the outlets that would distribute the French language cultural products throughout Alberta. The Carrefour bookstore has gone on to become one of AFCA's most resounding successes. Starting in 1928, the struggle for radio service in French became another key ACFA concern. Success came in 1949 when the community celebrated the launch of CHFA, a private station. It was owned by Radio Edmonton LT, whose shareholders and directors were elected by the ACFA board, that is, by members of the Francophone community who had put up $140,000 to help get the station off the ground. In April 1974, after 25 years of independent operation, CHFA was sold to Radio-Canada, which has provided French language radio services in Alberta ever since. In 1957, ACFA also began investing in television. The association's efforts bore fruit in March 1970 when CBXIT, a French language station, hit the airwaves following an agreement with the Metropolitan Edmonton Educational Television Association, Canada's Secretary of State, and Alberta's Ministry of Education. Finally, from 1982 to 2000, ACFA helped create a number of new Francophone associations for parents, including Fédération des Parents Francophones de l'Alberta and seniors, including Fédération des Aînés de l'Alberta. After drawn-out consultations, ACFA also developed a policy on multiculturalism that led to the establishment of Association Multiculturelle Francophone de l'Alberta. This association better addresses the needs of Francophone immigrants from areas including North and Sub-Saharan Africa.